Mystical City of God, Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 14. Our Lady gives suggestions in following the will of God.
My daughter, the happy souls which God has chosen for His intimate friendship and perfection must keep themselves in continual readiness and peace, in order to perform all that His Majesty may ordain without hesitation or delay. That is what I did when the Most High commanded me to leave the beloved retreat of my house and betake myself to Elizabeth. Likewise, when He ordered me to return, I obeyed in all these things with joyful alacrity. And although I had received so many benefits from Elizabeth and her family, and so many tokens of love and friendship, as thou hast seen, yet, knowing the will of the Lord, I set aside all obligation in my own inclination and followed them only so far as was strictly demanded by charity and compassion, and in so far as the promptest obedience to the divine command permitted. My dearest daughter, how wilt thou not hasten to obtain this true and perfect resignation as soon as thou knowest its vast value? How pleasing it is in the eyes of the Lord, and how profitable for thy soul! Labor then to attain it in imitation of me, as I have already so often invited thee and urged thee. The greatest hindrances toward its attainment are the leanings and special likings to earthly things, for these make the soul unworthy of the caresses of the Lord and of knowing fully His will. And even if the soul knows His will, the base love of unworthy things will keep the soul from fulfilling it, for on account of its inclinations, it will be wanting in the ready and joyful obedience required by the Lord. Take notice of this danger, my daughter, and do not allow any particular affection to enter into thy heart, for I wish that thou be well versed and perfect in this art of divine love, and that thy obedience be that of an angel, and thy love that of a seraphim. Thus show thyself in all thy actions, for to this my love urges thee, and thus art thou taught by the knowledge and light imparted to thee. I do not say that thou must do away with all sensible feeling, for that is not naturally possible to the creature. But whenever thou meetest adverse happenings, or when thou art deprived of what is useful, necessary, or agreeable, thou must bear it with joyful resignation, and give praise to the Lord, because His will is being fulfilled in thy regard. By seeking only His pleasure, and considering all else as passing moment, thou wilt gain a quick and easy victory over thyself, and thou wilt seek all occasions to humiliate thyself under the mighty hand of the Lord. I also exhort thee to imitate me in my esteem and veneration of the priests, and that thou always ask their blessing before speaking to them and in leaving them. Do this also in regard to the Most High before beginning any work. Toward thy superiors always show thyself devoted and submissive. If any married woman come to seek thy advice, exhort her to be obedient to her husband, peacefully subjecting themselves, living retired in their houses, and carefully fulfilling their obligations toward their families. Tell them not to give themselves up entirely to their occupations, nor to lose themselves in their daily cares on pretext of necessity. For much more must be trusted to the goodness and liberality of God than to one's own immoderate bustle and activity. In whatever happened to me in my condition, thou wilt find true instruction and example, and my whole life will be an example of perfection for the guidance of souls, and therefore I will not need to give thee further direction.